Collective, Judy Turner of Farm and Home Real Estate, and Rich Moore Lawn Care. In the Garden, Thursday mornings at 11:05 on KVOE. Live and local. Yes, indeed, Travis will be with us tomorrow morning, 11:05, right here to field any questions you may have concerning lawns and gardens, plants, trees, shrubs, and more. And, of course, Travis and the Extension Office and the Master Gardeners will be hosting the garden tour, home garden tour, coming up this Saturday. More details on that on the way. But first, we want to welcome into the fold this morning our good friend, Mr. Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning. How are you?
I am quite well. How are you?
Doing good today. Doing good. Well, you and the History Center were quite a buzz last week, Greg.
Well, it really was. The Unbound Gravel, every rider that's in that, all 4,000 of them, come to our building to do their packet pickup. So we get a chance to meet and greet everybody, and really a great event. Get to meet people from all over the world, actually. And it was a busy day. Actually, it was a busy 2 days. And then we were down here early on Saturday morning. I was hopefully we're going to get some photos and stuff from the roof of our building, but somebody moved the start line. And so now we were behind the start line instead of right. So that was fun. But yeah, it's a great event, and we're happy to participate.
Yeah, well, thanks for hosting me for those few minutes there early
yeah.
Saturday.
Always good to see you first thing in the morning.
I know, but what a day it was, and what a week for Unbound, and thanks to the History Center. And so we had Ben Sachs and Christy Moen on yesterday, and they, of course, made a point to give the History Center a shout-out, because what a perfect venue it is for the riders to come in and do their check-in both Thursday, Friday, and even Saturday morning, right?
Yes, and even Saturday morning. So we were here as involved as we could be.
Well, thanks, you and Lisa and the History Center, for all that you do for Unbound. Indeed. What about exhibits we have to look forward to at the History Center, Greg?
Well, in addition to our normal exhibits on the second floor, we have an exhibit up for the summer. The exhibit is called La Colonia, Voices from the Hispanic Community, and it's about notables from the Hispanic community through the years, and it's a very, very good exhibit. It was done by Alex, our intern for last fall, and so yeah, it's up on the first floor, and it will be up all through the summer, and it's all the stories about the Hispanic community and a lot of photos. So it's a really good exhibit. Come in and check it out.
All right, and you know, this Friday isn't First Friday, but it is First Friday in a way, because Emporia's First Friday Art Walk will be on the second Friday this month due to Unbound happening last weekend. And will you be participating, Greg?
Actually, we will. We will have some items from our collection, artwork from our collection on display, and not really associated with First Friday. I went Catholic for a second. we'll be having a show by Dion Morrow. If you know Dion, he's a local kid, grew up in Emporia, went to Emporia High School, and then went on to Oklahoma State to play football. Very talented young man, very talented artist, and he is going to have a show up on our third floor, and also a retro cocktail hour. So this will be NPR jazz and the art that is inspired by great jazz pieces. So the show will last about an hour. There's music and discussion. The show costs $5, but all that money will be going to charity, and he will be doing three shows. So this coming Friday, and then again on August 11th, and again on September 29th. So come in, enjoy some jazz and some art and some discussion.
Well, as we just heard a couple of minutes ago, we had Interim National Teachers Hall of Fame Director Ken Weaver, Deputy Director, in talking about the induction week next week here. And might the History Center have some involvement here, Greg, in some way, shape, or form?
We will. For the third year now, we'll be having the opening reception dinner and trivia contest. So we will be having all the inductees and folks on our third floor doing having a nice meal and then having a trivia contest. It was interesting. Last year, as we were doing this, we had a tornado warning. There was a tornado down on the ground down by Opie. The people not from the area were quite concerned about tornadoes. So I made an announcement and told them that we're under tornado warning and we have a fallout shelter. You could all those not from this area go to the shelter. All those from Kansas will meet out front with our cameras.
And how true that is.
And so, yeah, it's we really are glad to be a part of the National Teachers Hall of Fame. That's a very special week for everyone involved, especially the inductees. And so we'd like to be a part of that.
Well, we're the gravel grinding capital of the world. We're the disc golf capital of the world. We're Teacher Town USA. We're the founding city of Veterans Day. We can just go on and on and on about all the stuff that we have going on here. So, National Teachers Hall of Fame induction ceremony, I should say ceremonies, because there's a number of activities next week going on. Well, Greg, appreciate it, my friend.
Always glad to talk to you, Ron. You have a great day.
All right. We'll be in touch. Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center, with his biweekly update here at KVOE Live. And a local, it is time now for our Healthy Living segment, brought to you by Newman Regional Health. Quality health care, close to home. Newman Regional Health.
Newman Regional Health Medical Partners Express Care has expanded hours, providing more opportunities for patients to get health care when they need it. Express Care is open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays, Monday through Friday, and 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays. You can find Express Care at the southwest corner of the hospital next to the emergency room. For more information, visit newmanrh.org/express or find them on Google.
Move over. There's a new dairy drink in town. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. June is National Dairy Month, and it's the right time to talk about Move, a high-protein, low-sugar beverage that delivers optimized nutritional benefits to kids. Dan Ellsworth is CEO of Dairy LLC.
It's a ultra-filtered,